The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 1st, 1977, in Bhubaneswara, India.
We need to show the alternative.
A child can be, there are two things. That, what is the difference between a living man and dead man? So, my father was living one moment before. Now, he's dead. The something is missing. The two things are there. What is the deal? And these big scientists, they cannot understand. How less intelligent they are. Immediately understood two things. But something is missing.
Somehow they have developed this false understanding that everything can be reduced to atoms and molecules.
That's still less intelligent. It's still less intelligent. Kartaham iti vannati.
Because life is something which is beyond experimental knowledge.
That means they do not know. Say that. Beyond experimental knowledge and beyond your capacity.
Still they are hesitant to say that.
That is their poor fundamental knowledge. A gentleman will accept, yes, we do not know. But they, in a roundabout way, you know, to keep their position, they will bluff. That is most dangerous. Bluffing.
That's the difficulty.
That is it. If one wants to be cheated, and wants to cheat others, you cannot... Sapakrula Kalakrula. There are crooked living entities. One is snake and one is man. So you can control the snake, but you cannot control the rascal crooked man. Very, very difficult. He remains crooked. However, he said. I told you that story. Caesar. Yes. Because he is human being, he persists. And the other one, the animal, you can bring that animal under control. Because he is human being, he cannot bring him in control. He will persist.
What was that story of Caesar?
Tell me.
Scissors. Two men were arguing.
Oh, the scissors.
Yeah.
Caesar logic.
What is that? Well, one man said a knife was used,
yes.
And the other said, no, it was a scissor that was used. And they began arguing back and forth, and finally one man who held that it was a knife, he threw the other man in the river.
Then you accept that it is done by scissor. So he has no eye on it. Then he pushed him in the water, then he was doing like this. Scissor logic.
Argumentum vacuum.
That was used. You are put into water. Either you accept, I shall push into the water. No, no, I will not accept. So these rascals are like that. They are perior. They cannot. They steal. They will do. The so-called scientists.
They're even international society. We're doing that.
Yeah, they must combine, otherwise there is no place for them. As soon as they accept that there is something beyond physical, then they will have to accept God.
That's why when we say life is non-physical and non-chemical, then they're really amused.
That is,
what is it? If it is non-physical, non-chemical, then what it is? The inquiry.
The spiritual.
Yes. That,
they have to accept two things, material and spiritual. It is difficult. Therefore, we have to understand from the authority, the same argument, that we have to understand who is your father from the mother, there is mother. Krishna says, the real living being is within this body. And he's changed. We have to accept. There is no experiment. Because they are not sober. A sober man does not hesitate, accept. The rascal, therefore this word has been used. A rascal cannot understand. So indirectly, one who does not understand this is a rascal number one.
The demoniac mentality, that's
what Nada says. He is your father. He still is not a true. That's rascal number one. There is no other way. He is hatching after his father. Mother says, my dear boy, here is your father. No, I don't believe. No. He is rascal number one.
Obstinate.
There is no other way to understand it. But he is not it. That is his misfortune. Murha. Boka. And our problem is that these bokas, rascals, they are leading the society. And they are suffering. He's blind. We are also blind, and they're leading us. What will be our consequence? And we are losing the chance of human body to understand what is spirit, what is matter, what is God. We're losing everything. Very precarious condition. This rascal will not allow to understand the real thing. That is it. What we have got to do is these rascals. But because they are taking some position, the whole populace is misguided. And they are losing the chance of this human body. Suicide.
Among scientists, there are many who are actually against this concept that life is something chemical or physical. But they are somehow afraid of speaking outside, in their,
outside
among their colleagues.
These rascals will boycott them.
Yes, once they speak out, then maybe they will not get grant from the government.
Yes, that's
so somehow they are hesitant to speak out.
That is it. I have heard that among the scientific society, if somebody speaks of God, he is immediately rejected.
Yes, just like, for example, NASA, this national, what is it?
Aeronautics
and Space Institute. They are applying a lot of grants, especially to this study of the origin of life from chemicals. Mm-hmm. And all these research schemes, they are spending billions of dollars. But once...
billions of dollars they are spending for their false and they are educated. Durasaya. Bhairakuma. They are proposing something which is not the fact. It will never be possible. It's still there.
In fact, there is one member from here, from India, is in Bombay, in Trombay, the Atomic Research Institute. He's one of the active members in this study of the origin of life from a chemical. And if you get an opportunity, we'd like to give a lecture there in the...
He's talking nonsense, Alphonse?
All of them.
A nonsense society. International society of nonsense.
There are theories that they know this much.
I think perhaps we have detected first that these are rascals.
You have detected.
Huh?
Yes.
Nobody before tried to.
Nobody is saying as boldly as Srila Prabhupada.
If I would not have students like you, they would have taken me as a crazy man. But now I have engaged you to prove them just.
That is my duty.
Jai.
Dear. Before 1828, in the history of chemistry, there was this scientist, they thought that something, what happens in the body, in the living body, is different than chemistry and the physics. That is called vital theory.
But what is that? Nayang chindanti astrani.
Nayang chindanti astrani.
Nayang jahati pavaka. So, what is there within the physical world that is not burned by fire? What is that thing? But this rascal has no knowledge. It is clearly said, indirectly, this is called negative definition. It is not this. And because he has no brain to understand, so therefore Krishna is explaining in the negative way that you cannot cut by any weapon. You cannot burn it. It is never dried up. Because any physical thing, it can be cut. It can be dried up. It can be burned. But it is just opposite. So many ways he has described, but the rascal will not understand. Find out what is that which is never burned. Anything, even big iron ore, that burning. But it is clear, it is not burning. Therefore they are thinking there is no living being in the sun planet. Krishna says, imang vivasthati yama, I told. Yes, this is non-believer class, rascal class.
Then in 1828, this German chemist, his name is Friedrich Mahler, he synthesized this called urea. Urea is a chemical that comes out of urine. Mammalian urine from called inorganic compounds. So he announced that there's nothing strange about the organic world that happens in the living system. So from that time onwards, they thought that life can be studied in terms of chemistry. But it's already 100 about 50 years since that theory, but nothing happened. Nothing is understood.
That I've already discussed. That from orange tree you can get that acid, citric acid.
Citric
but
acid.
From citric acid you cannot get orange tree. That is not possible. A living tree can produce citric acid chemical, but citric acid cannot produce anything. Therefore, chemical comes from living being, not the living being comes from the chemical. This is it.
Now we are in a better position because this Corona, he just synthesized this gene last month. So now with the synthesis of this gene, nothing is happening because this is what they thought. Once they synthesize this, they will be able to understand life in terms of chemistry. But nothing is understood, though it has been synthesized.
Failure.
So it has been completely failed.
Of course.
So now they are thinking around something else, that maybe what we thought was all wrong.
All wrong.
They won't speak up, though they'll lose their jobs.
No, so they are coming around. When we say life is non-physical, non-chemical, this is a very touchy word, which they don't like to hear at the beginning.
Krishna says, non-physical. Nayanam chindanti asrani. Nayanam dahati bhavata. Nayanam sushati papa. Everything, the five elements, material, it has nothing to do with the five elements. Clearly said in the Bhagavad. It's beyond this. Yeah, whatever you find, you kitty your thing Murugno. Hot water, air, fire, that's all. But beyond that, It is not physical. And that nahanate anamane sarire. Everything is there. So I was confident in the statement of Bhagavad Gita, therefore I strongly stress this is all wrong. I believe completely in the words of Krishna, that's all. I never experimented. But I know what Krishna says is completely right. If you simply study Krishna, then you study everything. Janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattata. He becomes immediately liberated. Taktade hang punarjanmane mamet. He becomes competent to enter in the spiritual world and associate with this.
We just like that story with the scissors. How can we force the scientists to accept Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita? How can we force the scientists to accept Bhagavad Gita? The problem seems to be that
if it is a fact, and if it is not fact, then it is obstinacy. If it is reality, you can force. Just like the father forces the child, go to school. Because he knows without education his life will be frustrated. So he can force. I was forced. I was not going to school. Yes. My mother forced. My father was very lenient. My mother forced me. He kept one man especially to drag me to this school. The force is required.
But that is the authority. Your parents were your authority.
Yeah.
They don't accept us as authority. They say I'm equal to you. Actually,
Another foolishness. Father, mother, natural guardian. They can force.
But you saw that the higher understanding, the higher part of knowledge.
The child may be foolish, but father, mother cannot see that the child will remain a fool. He can force. Government also, why there is military force? Why there is police force? If you want to be outlawed, then you will be forced to accept the law. Force is required.
First, the child has to see that there is some benefit in going to school.
Child cannot see, he's a rascal. He should be beaten with shoes, then he will see. The child cannot see. Uttam jasi sancha tarayat natu lalat. Sons and disciples should be always chastised. That is Chanakapuna. Never pat them. Lalane bhavodo sastarane bhavodo. If you pat, then he will be spoiled. And if you chastise him, he will come out a very nice person. Therefore, either disciple or son, they should be always chastised. This is injunction. There is no question of patting them.
People want to be flattered. They don't want to be told. So it's funny.
And that is the position of disciples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Mare Murkha De. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has God himself, and he says that my Guru Maharaj saw me a fool, rascal number one. Chastisement. That is required. Chanakapuni is a great moral instructor. He has advised. Tarayat, Nadulalay. All is chastisement. Otherwise, they will be spoiled.
The intelligent boy knows that the chastisement is some mercy.
Yes.
is another another aspect. They call logical positivism.
So you know all these things. Dedicate your life to turn over all these rascals. You can do that. You're in a position. And present this life is from life to the a Nobel Prize. Yes. A challenge. Will it not be a great challenge?
Oh yes, yeah. The greatest challenge
yeah.
In science. Everybody is saying that the order, and we are saying very small fraction, almost insignificant.
So that is every science. When you speak the truth, there is small section. And then gradually it develops. Seed, and then big tree. And not immediately big tree.
One of the professors, he raised a question. This is a logical positivism. Saying that something life is beyond experimental knowledge, then he said, according to logical positivism, whatever we cannot see, or whatever we cannot find out by experiment, is not science.
Yes, that is not science. That I am always speaking. The science means not to observe, but to make experiment. And that is science. Observation and experiment. If you cannot make experiments, it's all logic. That's what they say, theory. Theory. Darwin is careful. He says theory. He doesn't say science. Because he knows that he's talking all nonsense. That's the theory.
They also say that you cannot prove this Atma by experiment.
Anyway, then it is not science. You cannot prove, then why do you say it can be made by chemical company?
Well, he's saying that they say our position is we can't prove.
Huh?
We can't prove.
We can prove. Our argument is that this is beyond our experiment, and therefore you have to hear from the authority. That is our proof. Just like you cannot make an experiment who is your father, but you have to hear from your mother. That is the only way. There is no second alternative.
Shabda Praman.
Shabda Praman, yes.
And there is another very strange statement in this regard, saying that though we cannot prove something by experiment, but sometimes it is convenient to assume that way.
That is foolishness. That's you.
That is logical positivism, saying that there's a house, let's say there's a temple there, but since I don't see the temple there, but I don't know that the temple is existing or not, but it is convenient to assume that there is a temple.
Well, no, when there is the possibility of getting proof, why shall I assume?
Because they cannot
that's
see.
That's the same example. You cannot see your father, because the father was before your birth. The only mother can see. How you can refute this argument? Therefore, see is the only proof.
We have a small chapter on this in the book. This is logical positivism.
Yeah.
Very interesting and very strange. This is remarked
by... quite logical that without father, nobody is born. So I do not know who is my father, but the mother is evident. That's all. You cannot make this theory that I was born without father. That is not possible. That is not the laws of nature. But there must be father. You can say, I have not seen it. And that is not proof that there is no father. One who has seen, go. Tattva darshina. Then Bhagavad Gita says, tad viddhi panipatena, paripasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tadgyanam. Jnanina tatta darshina. Go to mother, we have seen your father. That is only proof. Tatta darshina. We have seen your father. So you submit. Panipatena, to mother. Mother, tell me who is my father. And she said, yes, he is. Tatra siyasin, tatra darshina. It is not that mother is blindly indicating somebody as father. She has seen. And you have to learn from your mother by submission. That's all. There is no other.
Actually, we use this theory.
So they ask us, have you seen God? They ask us, so you say you have seen God?
No, I'm not saying. God personally comes and I see him. Krishna came, a fortunate person saw him. Yani Arjuna saw him. He accepted Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitam, Paramambhava, Purusham, your person, Shastatam, eternally. He has seen. We have to take knowledge from Arjuna. That is called Paramprasis. He has seen God. And he is giving a statement to take Arjuna's statement and see God. That is the way. We are not blindly accepting Krishna, but one who has seen Krishna, his statement is there, we accept.
No one has seen the scientist create life yet.
Huh?
No one has seen the scientist create life. So why should we accept from matter? The scientists are saying life can be...
What is this? What does he say?
He's saying that no one has seen science has created life.
So why...
That's what we should not accept. Intelligent man will not accept.
Yes. That is another argument.
Actually, we can utilize these theories to disprove their own theories.
Yeah.
It's very convenient, like this logical positivism.
Yeah, it is now, very good argument.
Darwin's...
That these rascals have never produced life. And why do they say like that? It's good argument. Because they say that we have not seen, therefore don't believe. They're experimental. But you are not experimental. Why you push? Why you brainwash my brain?
According to this logical positivism, we can say that it is convenient to say that man has arisen from apes, but that's not the truth.
There is no experiment.
There's no experiment, but it is convenient to assume, according to this logic. But that's not a fact.
But why a modern ape is not producing any human being?
So that's a long time ago.
Now it is.
Millions of years ago.
But why man is producing man, not the ape? Just see how the lunatics are.
Why did the process of evolution stop?
It's convenient. They've
it's convenient to assume that way. That is the goal. But that's not a fact.
At least you have to accept that I'm blind. So how can so others depart? You are blind.
Distributing a book to the Prabhupada, then the people begin to realize that the scientists are blind. Once they begin to disbelieve and doubt the scientists, then the scientists themselves will also be able to come out with the truth.
When a common man will challenge them, well, you are a rascal, you are blind, you are showing us Lord, then it is. They refuse to accept it.
First of all, we have to show that their theory is wrong.
Yes.
Then give an alternative view and see which one is based on more real knowledge. Then they'll accept. Otherwise, they will not.
So that duty is now entrusted to you and your hands. Do it very nicely. Krishna will help you.